This podcast was recorded at the 2009 QP National Convention.
Tout le monde, we're going to be hearing Theresa Healy, Tom Turevich, and James Stephen with a bit of folk and labor songs. Alors, on va écouter Theresa Healy, Tom Turevich, and James Stephen avec de la musique folk.
Hello, are we ever happy to be here tonight? Thank you so much for inviting us. Right on. So here we are in the great CUPE convention, and I've already heard that the Buy Canada resolution is passed, and there's a statement and big support for Buy Canada proposals here today or this week. And this is something that we're very, very happy to hear about. We have a song for you that starts out saying, you know, we're going to fight them when they try to take away our public goods, our own resources, our public services, and our communities. so much. Nice singing. I like it when you sing. So, Tom Jurevich.
Good evening, everybody. It's great to be here. Yeah.
And James Stevens, right here, on bass and violin. And I'm Teresa Healy. And we've got a song that we wrote for the struggles that are going on in many places, but in Hamilton in particular. What will you do when I'm gone? I'd like to see you getting strong. I don't know how you get along. Tell me, what will you do when I'm gone? Ready? This is for you.
What will you do when I'm gone?
What will you do when I'm gone? I'd like to see you getting strong. I don't know how you get along. Tell me, what will you do when I'm gone? The door opens slowly. I see worry in his eyes. He's hurt, confused, not sure what to do. And I step inside, change your dressing. Doing today, spending time with an old steel worker to help him through his day. What will you do when I'm gone? I'd like to see you getting strong. I don't know how you get along. Tell me, what will you do when I'm gone?
Like my mother before me, I'm a nurse. V-O-N. No regrets, I love this job. In a heartbeat, I'd do it again. 14 years I've worked here, up at old St. Joe's. From the mountain down to the lakeside, there's no place that I don't go.
What will you do when I'm gone? I'd like to see you getting strong. Get along, tell me, what will you do when I'm gone? Queen's Park politicians think that they know better than me. They wanna give away a nursing job to some private company. They say it will be cheaper, but of this much I am sure, for the people that we care for, profit is not the cure. What will you do when I'm gone? I'd like to see you getting strong. I don't know how you get along. Tell me, what will you do when I'm gone?
So go tell Dalton McGuinty, Hamilton is our town. We've been caring for our people long before he was around. We want our nursing jobs back. Gives him the right. We're organized together and will not give up the fight.
What will you do when I'm gone? I'd like to see you getting strong. I don't know how you get along. Tell me, what will you do when I'm gone? What will you do when I'm gone? I'd like to see you getting strong. I don't know how you get along. Tell me, what will you do when I'm gone?
Thank you very much.
Well, I've got a little song here that I'd like to invite Ann Healy to sing with me on.
Are you guys related?
Yeah, we'll sing here, James. We'll sing. Oh, okay, that's nice. That's nice and close. Yeah. Good. So this is a song that I wrote thinking about our family. And our family is from Ireland. Our mother is from the Gologlí clan, and that's the Gologlís that are part Viking, actually. and the Warriors from a long time back. And this is a song that, you know, I think a lot about what it's like to be an immigrant, even though we came here when we were small, and even though we're English speakers and we've got white skin, and you'd think that, you know, it would all just kind of flow pretty easily. It's a whole experience, I think, about home. You know, I think home is a big deal for me, and it's a precious thing. So here's a song about that.
Teresa Healy, Ann Healy, yeah.
James Stevens, Tom Jervich. Thank you. Thank you. You know, one of the amazing things about these last few months has been the depth of the economic crisis that we're facing, you know, not just in one community, but in many communities across the country. And I've had the incredible honor and privilege of going to a number of communities this past year, I guess. And we've been talking to workers. We've been talking about what's going on in their communities. We've been able to work with CUPE brothers and sisters across the country to do this project. It's been amazing. And there's nothing like the power of workers' voices. You know, we don't hear it in the National Post. We rarely hear it in the Globe and Mail or on most of the mainstream media. And that's why it's so amazing to see the work of the communications branch at CUPE, for example, that does this amazing work. to get the voices of workers out there front and center. And you know, in the last little while, you know, as I was saying, we're talking to workers. We're also asking workers what they think about what's going on. There's been amazing struggles happening. There's a struggle that's been going on for over a year in northwest of Toronto, where there's a group of workers, mostly immigrant, racialized workers, who stood up and said when their parts, auto parts plant went down and shut down, and they were left without their severance pay and all kinds of other pay owing to them, they said, we're not going to take it. We're not going to do what the boss thinks we're going to do, which is just walk away quietly, all quiet and individuals. We're going to work together and we're going to try to get some justice. So we talked to some of the workers about this, and this is some of the things they said. This is Lisa Lin, who came to Canada from Ghana. She was a cultural studies teacher in Ghana. The only thing I would like to say is whoever is hearing this story should know people have traveled far to come to Canada to make a life for themselves, but sometimes we get disappointed. First of all, we brain-drained our country. We left our talents and our intellects back in our countries to come here to make a life. So if there's any way the system could help people have at least been to school and have professions to come and not struggle so hard to get settled in, that would be great. And another thing is, we have dreams. And this is Fa, who comes from Cambodia, who says, you know, he was standing there on the picket line night after night, suffering the abuse by the police and security guards of the company, and he said, he asked himself, where is justice? Is this Canada, the country that goes around advocates free speech and human rights, justice, workers' rights, freedom of speech, freedom of expression around the world? Probably I am not Canadian enough. Maybe I am not Canadian enough to deserve that justice, that fairness in that law book that was written. And of course he doesn't believe it. And he stood up for justice.
You see us in the morning. We come out of the shadows. Workers look a lot like me. We work in the back rooms, the kitchens and the laundries. Places you don't see. We do the work nobody wants to do. Is there a better place to be? Oh, you just wanna sit in the shadows. In the place you made for immigrants like. Money sent home to our families from our journey. We got debts to pay. Work where we have to. We do what we need to make it. There is no other way. But we know just what you're doing. No papers, no rules, how you treat us. In the place you made for immigrants like me. So up there your high horse, you call me illegal, but I have hurt no one. All of your venom, you say I should not be here, but then how would all this work get done? We do so much to make this country go. But our work you do not see. Oh, you just want to sit in the shadows. immigrants like me.
La hotel, la cocina, la cosecha, la fabrica, l'usine, la maison, l'école, hôpital, la casa, la scuola, la cosecha, la fabbrica, l'hotel.
Thanks very much. Well, this next song is a song from one of the most important strikes in the history of North America. It happened in Lawrence, Massachusetts. So the women went on strike, and they said, we don't want just bread. We don't want just the wages to feed our family. We want roses, too. We want some dignity and respect.
And it's a song that we just love singing because it's like an anthem, you know. It's like our women's anthem, and this is a new version to you. Maybe you've heard it before, but it's a new melody and a little bit rewritten words, slightly rewritten words, and so we're really happy to play it here for you tonight. And this will be our last song. And what we'd like to tell you that we have some CDs over here on the side. And, you know, we worked with James to create these CDs, and we're really happy about them. We're very, very proud of them. And we will tend to sell them for $20, but we want everybody to leave here tonight with one. So if you don't have $20 on you, just put whatever you can in the basket. And we've got little remembrances of all of our travels over the last year to all these different communities, little stones from different parts of the country in the basket. So you just add to the little stones that are in there with whatever you can, and please enjoy the CD. CDs.
Marching in the beauty of the day, a million darkened kitchens, a thousand mill offs gray are touched with all the radiance that a sudden sun discloses. For the people here are singing bread and roses, bread and
rising through our singing their ancient cry for bread. L'art, l'amour, la beauté, las, elles savaient ces choses. Nul temps pour de pain, mais aussi
come marching, we battle once again. We're fighting for our children, our sisters, and for men. Our lives shall not be sweated from birth until life closes.
Starved as well as bodies,
Give us bread.
Bread.
Give us roses.
Lorsque nous marchons, marchons, la tête haute et fière, l'avancée des femmes, c'est l'avancée de tous. No more the drudge and idler,
and the toil where none reposes.
But a sharing of life's glories, bread and roses,
bread and James Stevens, thank you very much.
Thank you, thank you.
Well, there does happen to be a third song in that trilogy.
In that tuning. Okay. Thank you so much. I really hope that convention is just great. I hope it's going really, really well, and that now many days into the whole experience, you've still got lots of energy, and I'm glad that we're all here together tonight to celebrate. Okay.
I guess I got his attention.
Whew. Are we okay? Okay, we're good.
It's okay. We found the guitar. As we spiral through our lives, change comes without warning. May we cry out not in fear, but with joy in the morning. May all of our longing never be in vain. May there always be someone who remembers us by name. May we have friends to feed our soul, know us when we're old. May we hold each other tangled in our dreams. May we always find the strength to fight another day.
May we outlast the bosses.
May the prisons fade away. May our eyes be ever open to the glory of the spring.
And may we feel the life
stillness
in stillness.
Yeah, freedom as it seems.
Sing.
May we drift in peaceful sleep, lie down by firelight, learn how to forgive as we stumble in the night. May you hold on to your innocence when the cynics come around. May you watch out for the young ones as they enter fertile ground. May you hold the path to sky, but sit down for a while. We'll never learn to hate the pain within. May we always find the strength to fight another day. Outlast bosses. May the prisons fade away. May our eyes be ever open to the glory of the spring.
And may we feel
the
life
stillness.
In stillness.
Feel the life in stillness.
In stillness.
if freedom as it seems. May we always find strength to fight another day. May we outlast the bosses. May the prisons fade away. May our eyes be ever open to the glory of the spring. And may we feel the life in stillness. And if freedom as it sings. As it sings. As it sings. As it sings. Thank you very much.
Thank you. James Stevens, Tom Jervich, I'm Teresa Healy. Thank you so much.
Cette balado-diffusion a été réalisée au Congrès national 2009 du SCFP.